Welcome back. Fall is here. The Autumn of Trials is about to begin. Thanks for tuning in to the Summer Miles Podcast, Autumn of Trials edition. Pat and Sandy back with you, ready to get this thing going out Tuesdays at Dick's Park, working with City of Raleigh Parks and Rec, with the Dick's Park crew. We hope you'll enjoy us. Sandy, what is going on? What have you been up to the rest of the Summer Miles?
I know. Well, Pat, I know we've just turned a new leaf,
and now we're, hello,
we're into fall. But the past, month and a half, since Sir Walter, straight recovery mode.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know the effort that goes into Sir Walter. So that's kind of like our hibernation, if you will, before we come out for what is going to be an incredible fall. I'm doing well. Been able to get some miles in.
Me too.
Weather in Raleigh, obviously braving hurricanes. I feel like we've turned the corner. Still humid. Hoping, though, that we have some cooler mornings ahead of us. And what the air tells me right now is we're really rounding into perfect cross-country season time.
That's what it feels like. It looks like after today, we're recording Wednesday, September 26th. Looks like Thursday through, as far as we can see, the highs are low 81 or high 81, 82. So we've got some cross-country weather coming.
And Pat, you know how I roll. I mean, it can get up to the mid-80s. I'll even take upper 80s. But if I can get a low 60s morning, that's all I need.
Exactly. Looking forward to that.
How many miles are you logging right now, real quick? Just for the folks listening.
I'm banging out about 30 a week.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, on the all easy right now. We're doing that Lydiard Wetmore style training where
we're about
to get into the hills and the fun stuff. But
anything you're building for, Pat? Anything this fall? Maybe not a race, but maybe a run that you're looking forward to.
Well, you know I'm turning 40 in November, so
you don't look it one bit. So it'll be hard to know that. But what are you doing for your 40th birthday?
As you know, Sandy, we'll be making a nice little trip out to Boulder in mid to late October. Very much looking forward to it. So any running fans or non-running fans that for whatever reason are listening to the Summer of Miles podcast, you got ideas, send them to us, summermiles@gmail.com. Hit us up on social media. We're excited to get out there, run Magnolia Road, hike a 14er, do a few other runs, catch a few beers, all that fun stuff. That comes along with turning 40 and trying to stay fit and active.
Absolutely. That's exciting. Exciting. There's a lot of great stuff out there, but I'm rocking my Wicked Weed Hack. Shout out Greg Little right now. So, hey, we're still local. We're still about what's going on in the Raleigh area.
No doubt.
And so without going any further, you guys know the drill. Coming off the summer, Autumn of Trials. It's not just a podcast. There's events with it.
That's right. We'll be kicking off this Tuesday. And before we get into it, if you have not signed up for the Sir Walter Running email list, go over and do that. We'll send an email out Saturday. If you're listening to this podcast, you know what's up, but you might be there anyway. But if not, go ahead and get on that so we can get a little bit more info your way. But we will be kicking off the pop-up cross country at Dick's Park, aka the Autumn of Trials, Tuesday, October 2nd. That's this coming Tuesday. We'll have the 5K at 6 p.m. That'll be a two-loop course. It's going to be the same as last year. If you ran that first week, we'll go ahead and call it the Two Trees Invitational. This is the most pancake flat version of Dick's. We have found the softest way to get around it. That'll be, I already said 6 p.m. will be the 5K. If you got kids or you want to run a 1K too, that's going to be at 6:30. We'll just have like a shorter version of it. And then the following week, October 9th, we'll be doing that Dick's Park Invitational course. Mm-hmm. Scott Payne and the City of Raleigh put together a really cool course and had their high school race a few weeks ago, right before Dreamville, which will be now moved to April. And we'll do a 1K there as well. That second week's going to be a little bit tougher course, but more of a championship style in the terms of it'll explore all areas of the Dick's Park. Third week, we're bringing back the relay night, of course. You can do the 3 miles an individual, or you can run a 1 mile loop with your relay team. Kids run the mile that week instead of the 1,000 and just have fun. And then, of course, the final week again, we will be going big with the Raleigh City Cross Country Championship. 5:45 p.m. will be the kids' K because it'll start getting darker then. And then the championship will be 6 p.m. We'll do the co-ed team championship again. Bond Brothers, the defending champion. We'll see what y'all got against them. That'll be the fun one with the pumpkin jumps, the bagpipes, the hay bales, all that good stuff.
whole nine.
What do you think about all that, Sandy?
You had me at bagpipes. you know that gets me excited. Obviously excited to do this again. You know, I think we've really turned the corner. I think it's funny. I've had some coaches reach out. People, the Dick's Park, the viability of Dick's Park as a cross-country venue, I think is on the come up. And people are getting pretty interested. So it's fun to kind of say, hey, you're interested in what a 5K would look like? Here are a couple different options. Come on out to each week to check it out. But it's a great spot. I mean, listen, we're here on the verge of the master plan for the park being unveiled, I think, in early October.
Yep.
And it's just cool to be activating Dick's Park in this way. Again, this is their second year, and the city obviously has gotten behind us. And so we're excited just to be back out there running this thing. I mean, the big field is challenging. There's no other two ways to put it.
Yep, that's right.
I mean,
it's grass the whole way, so it's a beautiful run. If you're wondering if you needed to do any hills before Tuesday, I'd probably get a workout in.
Yeah.
It's, you know, maybe do some core. You know, it's going to test you.
Yeah.
This is not running around the track, but it's a lot of fun. And something to keep in mind, too. Yeah, you know, we have that wish list still up on the page at Sir Walter Running. There is a pop-up cross-country page, and you can go to popupcrosscountry.com. It will redirect you there as well. If you want to help us pick up something, but another thing that helps if you are purchasing things on Amazon, go to smile.amazon.com. It asks for your charity. Go ahead and pick Sir Walter Running so we can go ahead and line up the cones, mm-hmm. get all the fun stuff out there to make this the best race possible. Of course, we wheel it off. You know, a lot of times we'll Strava it out. We'll do everything we can to make the measurement as good as possible, but you know, you guys are the ones bringing the juice out there, so it's going to be a good month.
Absolutely. So for all these running groups that, you know, meet periodically, come on out and check it out. It's always good to get back out. I mean, listen, a lot of us have not been in that cross-country mindset since high school, and so it is good to lace them up, stay on all grass, have a little challenge, and just have a fun Tuesday night, get after it. It's always a good time, and of course, you know, we like to hang afterwards, too. Sometimes we'll pop down to Trophy Maywood, which is literally right around the corner, to hang out. But, you know, I would go ahead and redirect you to the site, which is at the sirwalterrunning.com. You'll see pop-up cross-country. Pat has put together a pretty cool video showing you kind of what a loop would look like, kind of a preview with a pretty dope backdrop of music. So go ahead and check that out. So if you haven't been out there, you can kind of see how we do this thing.
No doubt. It is going to be fun. We are going to have some guests on here. Episodes will drop every Thursday or Friday during this part of the season, kind of as they did during the true Summer of Miles of sorts. We're going to keep this episode nice and short, give you guys something to get fired up about. If you do have any questions about this, of course, SirWalterRunning@gmail.com. Hit us up and we will try to answer them the best we can, but there will be some info on the website. These are donation only races, so we do appreciate the donation if you have it. If you don't, that's okay too. We will be out there no matter what, setting up cones, doing all the fun stuff so you guys can run hard. But we do have that one race where there is some money involved. That's the last one, so mm-hmm. go ahead and sign up early before the pricing goes up. And after that one, as Sandy mentioned, we will have the party down at Trophy Maywood again. They have been great to help to us for this and for everything else that we do. Shout out to Trophy.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I'm excited to get back out. Pat, what are you looking forward to this fall in terms of the cross-country series?
You know, just like every year, you know, we've done, this is the second year of this. I believe we've done the pop-up miles for 4 years. Every year they grow a little bit more.
They do.
And so last year, you know, we had the guinea pigs out there, the tastemakers. You know, all the people that really want to get out there and see what's up. This year, there'll be that second level of people that heard about it from last year. So we're excited to see it grow. We're excited to see the city championship grow. We've got, you know, some other plans we'll be letting you guys know about as they move forward. But supporting these kinds of races will allow us to potentially have some USATF championships in the future, whether it be, you know, juniors, club, seniors. Dick's is a beautiful place to run, and the more we can get out there and do it, the more likely it is they're going to have trails and whatnot out there for us when this master plan comes through. So,
exactly. And I think you might have mentioned, but you know, we have partnered with the city, and they have a track club called the Raleigh Rockets that meets, and this is actually their first year of doing Raleigh Rockets cross country edition, and Scott Payne and Grady
Bussy.
Bussy are the two that are working with that. And so they're going to actually be out there as well, at least for a few of those. I've also talked to Cool Kids Run, which is a group formerly coached by Julie Shea Graw. And I know they're going to be joining us for a few of those. So it's also, too, for me, I get excited because I think we're seeing cross country not only grow through the high schools in the area, which is awesome, but we're starting to see, you know, upper elementary and definitely middle school kids who are getting acclimated with the sport at a younger age. And so I think this is a great way for them to come out, test their mettle on a challenging course, but in just a good supportive way. So, hey, listen, if you got some young kids, bring them out. I know we have some families who were almost there at every Tuesday last year, and I expect to see them. And any other folks who, like I said, you haven't been in cross country in a while, it's a great time. So I think we'll have I'm looking forward to seeing younger folks. And as you said, Pat, I think we'll have some more. We had early adopters last year. Yep. What's the next stage? That's where we're going to be this year. Is that like
owners?
Owners, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. There's a bell curve. I'm not sure the name of it. Someone's going to hit me up with that. But anyhow, looking forward to seeing you guys out. So I think you got all the details again, SirWalterRunning.com. You know, all of our socials. Interact with us. We're excited to see you. More importantly, in person, though, next Tuesday for our first of the second season of the pop-up cross country in our Autumn of Trials series out at Dorothea Dix Park. They need to name the cross country course. You know, it's like something something at the Dorothea Dix Park.
Okay. Right. Send in your favorite name.
There we go. Let's honor somebody.
SummerMiles@gmail.com. First week is the Two Trees Invitational. Yeah. Week two is the Raleigh, you know, high school cross country course. That relay week is ripe for a name and that course in general.
The course in general, yes. Yeah.
So there you go. There's your homework assignment, guys. All right. We will be back with you next week. We hope to see you Tuesday. Don't forget to sign that email list. Follow us on all the social medias. Sir Walter Running, Sir Walter Miler, Summer Miles. We got it all out there. And tell a friend. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is definitely top three place for fitness singles.
You say it every time, and it gets more and more true. I can't wait till we go to our first wedding. I'll be happy to officiate. Pat will DJ this thing.
I will definitely DJ.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested, if you're a couple that has come out of a Sir Walter event, please let us know. We are offering services. I'm going to say that right now.
Speaking of services, if you're looking to buy a house in the Triangle.
Yeah, that's a great point. Sandy Roberts Realty, go to sandyroberts.org. I am more than happy to help you out. But I love working with the one and only Pat Price, mortgage banker with Movement Mortgage.
Yep, just head over to patprice.com. Let's do it.
God. SandyRoberts.org, PatPrice.com. There you go. But it's not about that. But you know what? Hey, it does support us as we continue to support Sir Walter.
From the Summer of Miles to the Autumn of Trials, we look forward to seeing you out at Dix Park this October, Tuesday nights.
Can't wait.
See ya. Many moons ago, this wasn't mine, all mine.